Chairs No Waiting, episode number 245, Mayberry Trivia. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and pick up something for your Mayberry fan in your life. All kinds of great things over at Weaver's. Drop by over there and check it out. Weaver'sDepartmentStore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producers of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 245, are Paul Pyle and Ted Womack. Hey, thanks, Paul and Ted, for helping out with this episode, and thank you for joining me here in Mayberry. I am your host, Alan Newsom, for Two Chairs No Waiting, your Andy Griffith Show podcast. Now, in the past, we've had a lot of fun sitting around and doing some trivia here during the podcast, so I thought this would be an awesome time for us to try to do that again. The problem being in the past is that, well, I just got to tell you, the questions were hard. So let's get a little mood music going here. From the VW Boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's called Mockingbird. We'll have a little low-playing mood music as we're going to read some questions. Now, these questions are not near as hard as some of the questions we've done in the past, because in the past, the questions I've given you have been from the what we call the Super Bowl of Mayberry Trivia, Mayberry Days Trivia Contest. Those questions are unbelievably hard. So what I did is Kenneth Junkin, our Otis tribute artist, he often makes trivia contests for other less difficult locations. So we're going to head over to what this was from the Mayberry Cruise in 2009. We're going to do the first 11 questions. And you're going to have a chance to answer, or at least in your own head. You can email me and tell me how you did, if you'd like to. But let's get started. Are you ready? All right, everybody, breathe deep. Calm and cool. Let me lower the music a little more so you can think more clearly. There we go. Just nice background music. Get the Mayberry spirit going and in your mind, because here's question number one. Question one. Who told Aunt B that Einstein was a high school dropout? Who told Aunt B that Einstein was a high school dropout? I'm giving you a second here to think about it. Now, let me give you a hint. The answer comes from episode number 103. I'm sure that helps. That should be a trivia question. But the episode is Opie's Ill-Gotten Gain. Opie's Ill-Gotten Gain. Who told Aunt B that Einstein was a high school dropout? All right, time's up. Now, I'm letting you keep your own score so you're grading your own paper. But the answer is Mr. Foley. Mr. Foley told Aunt B that Einstein was a high school dropout. All right, next question. Question two, how you doing? How was one? Was it a hard one? All trivia questions are hard to me. I have to look them up. All right, here's question two. How much cash did Aunt B's purse, or how much was in Aunt B's purse when it was stolen at the carnival? Oh, can everybody even remember that episode? Which one would that be? How much cash, money, was in Aunt B's purse when it was stolen at the carnival? Now, for a little hint, for those that don't know, you can make note as to whether you knew without me having to give you the hint and email it to me. I'd like to see it. But this is from a banjo playing deputy. Remember that? Dick Van Dyke's brother, Jerry Miller. showed up there and was a deputy for Andy. Remember that? A little bit of purse snatching going on. How much cash was in Aunt B's purse when it was stolen at the carnival? All right. Get your answer. Lock it in. The answer is $16. Did you get it? Are you one for two or two for two? Let's go on to number three. This one should be a quick one. Name Sam Becker's wife. What was Sam Becker's wife's name? Now, do you remember Sam Becker? It's from the episode, here's the hint, Quiet Sam. It's episode number 29 of the Andy Griffith Show. Who was Sam Becker's wife? What was her name? All right, this is a short question. You either know it or you don't. This is number three. Sam Becker's wife's name was Lily. Lily. Remember that? Had the baby and they named it after Andy. Remember that? Y'all remember that, I'm sure. Yeah. All right, so let's go on to the next one. The next question. This is a long one, so listen up. What member of the Mayberry Choir sings Barney's lines into the live microphone backstage while Barney is singing softly into the dead mic? Did you get that? What member of the Mayberry Choir sings Barney's lines into the live microphone? Who does that? Y'all remember that one, I'm sure, don't you? Yeah, come on, you can do it. Here, I'll give you a little hint here. What Mayberry Choir member sings Barney's lines into the live microphone backstage? All right. Do you know? I'm not even going to tell you the name of this episode. Oh, this is a good one. Good episode. All right. So the answer is Glenn Kripes. Glenn Kripes. And it's from the episode Barney in a Choir. All right. So let's go back to our mood music, because that was our, that was our other music that I was playing for you. So let's go on back to that. So the answer was Glenn Kripe. All right. That was number four. Number five, how you guys doing? You doing good? Some of these we should know, shouldn't we? Can you remember? Number five, what was Doc Malloy's first name? Doc Malloy's first name. Doc Malloy's first name. Yeah, now that episode, if you don't know, Doc Malloy, he appeared in the episode Jailbreak. Doc Malloy. It was episode number 50 of the Andy Griffith Show. What was his first name? I'm fixing to have to tell you. His name was Clarence. Clarence Doc Malloy. All right. So if you're not doing good, you just got to watch the Andy Griffith Show more. Pay more attention. Or you just got to enjoy trying to answer it like I do. I don't always get it. All right, number six. What was the female escape convict Naomi? What was her last name? What was Naomi, the escaped female convict? What was her last name? Oh, this is an easy one to know which episode it is, isn't it? Now, what was her name? The escaped convict Naomi, the convicted husband beater, from the episode Convicts at Large, what was Naomi's last name? Yeah, remember? Let's let Maude, she'll know what to say. There's nobody home! Naomi's. All right, she was the one that busted the vase over Floyd's head. Her last name I got to give it to you, is Connors. Naomi Connors. All right, that's six. We're a little more than halfway there. All right, number seven. Number seven. Everybody's ready. Now, this one's hard. I don't even know what this episode was. What is Mayberry Code 785? Mayberry Code number 785. That's a 785. Maybe that's the way it would have said it. What is Mayberry Code 785? According to Barney, I bet. All right. Not going to give you very long on this one because you either know it or you don't. Mayberry Code 785. That's a false alarm. False alarm. That's a 785. All right. Next up, number eight. We got 11. There's 11 of them. Hope you guys are enjoying this. I enjoy trivia stuff like this, even if I don't get it right. All right. Number eight. Number eight. What was the number of the decoy armored truck that was supposedly loaded with gold while passing through Mayberry? What was the number on it? It had a number on the side of that truck. What was the number of the decoy armored truck that was supposedly loaded with gold while passing through Mayberry? Did I say gold? I did not say gold. I said cold. Cold. Not gold. Yeah. All right. That episode was a black day for Mayberry. All right. Does anybody know what was the number of the decoyed armored truck? All right. I'm going to give it to you. The number was 75. You could see it when Gomer was trying to fill the armored truck up with gas. And he was filling it up through the gun port of the door. You could actually see it right there on the side of the truck. 75. All right. So did you get that one? That one's kind of hard. That one's very hard. Okay. According to Barney, what is a 42J? Got a lot of these kind of things in here, don't we? What is a 42J? All right. Going to go ahead and give you the hint because I don't have a clue on this one. But it comes from the episode number 154, Aunt Bee's Invisible Bow. Okay. So what was, according to Barney, what is a 42J? All right. I don't know. I don't know about you, but I don't know. So, you can remember, Barney wasn't too happy about Aunt Bee's invisible bow. Didn't like him. Didn't like it. So, what did he want to run a 42J? The answer, a character report. All right. So, next up, number 10. Just two more to go. Two more. Number 10. What Mayberry citizen won't admit to having two sets of false teeth? What Mayberry citizen won't admit to having two sets of false teeth? I don't know who that would be. I believe this one comes from episode 99. Now, what I don't know is whether this was 99 filmed or 99 aired, because I don't know. So it's either, let me give you the names. It's either, if it was filmed, it was Ernest T. Bass joins the Army when we found out what Mayberry citizen wouldn't admit to having two sets of false teeth. But I think it's probably more likely that it was from Sermon for Today. But I really don't know. Could be either one of those. But let's say it was Sermon for Today, because that was the aired 99th episode. Okay. All right, so the answer to this is, what Mayberry citizen won't admit to having two sets of false teeth? And no, it's not Aunt Bee or somebody. The answer is Cecil Gurney. Cecil Gurney. All right, number 11, our last trivia question. Let's see how you do. All right, number 11. This one's a tough one. This is a really tough one, actually. I had no clue on this one. I looked it up to find out which episode it was, and I think I've lost it here. The question on this is, what was the month, date, and year that Andy beat Barney to the punch escorting the state's Queen of the Apricot Festival? What was the month, date, and year that Andy beat Barney to the punch in escorting the state's Apricot Queen? What? Who is that? What is that thing? Now, this is from Andy and Opie's Pal, the episode number. And that's episode 109 aired. Okay, Andy and Opie's Pal. What was the month, date, and year that Andy beat Barney to the punch in escorting the state's Apricot Festival Queen? All right. Don't know. Did you get any of it? You know the month, date, or year? I'd be impressed on any of those. Here's the answer. The month was June. The day was the 23rd of June. And the year was 1952. I stood on that street corner for... That's what Barney's speech went on to. How did you do, guys? That was 11 questions from the Mayberry Cruise 2009. I think they're pretty hard. I wouldn't have got most of them, but I hope you enjoyed trying to get them, even if you didn't. If you did get them all, send me an email. Let me know. If you didn't get them all, you just got some of them, and you want to brag a little bit about it, let me know that too. I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. Or you can head over to twochairsnowaiting.com and leave me a message there. Or you can just go to the Facebook page, leave a comment there as well. Lots of ways you can get in touch with us, and I would love to hear from you about it. And I hope you enjoyed it. The trivia is hard. Tell you what, I'll keep trying to come up with some trivia like this if you like it, but let me know. You're going to have to email me, contact me, call me. Let me know if you enjoyed it, because I feel like this is kind of cheating, reading trivia questions to you, especially since you can't really answer them real time, at least not to me. But grade your own paper and let me know how you did. I enjoyed it. Thank you for spending time with me here in Mayberry. And until next time, folks, have a great Mayberry week. And study up on some Mayberry trivia. Maybe we'll do this again next time. Bye, guys.